Greater State Bank executive encourages students to build skills through Bank on Int. Addressing the interns, Gomez described the program as an opportunity to gain practical experience and develop professional relationships within the banking industry. "I think it's a great opportunity for all interns to really embrace this program," Gomez said. "Take notes, be active, build relationships with your colleagues there, because that's where you're going to build your network and really grow from there." Edinburgh Mayor Omar Ochoa said the internship program gives students an opportunity to gain practical experience while learning how business is conducted in the region. "This is a wonderful opportunity for all of our young students to be able to get real-world education at a competitive salary so that they can see what it's like to do business here in the Rio Grande Valley," Ochoa said. Gomez encouraged students to learn as much as possible during the internship and to observe how financial institutions operate day-to-day. "Just enjoy, have fun, and I think this is going to be a great experience for you to see day-to-day activities, how it works, how the banking industry really embraces the community," he said. He also connected the internship program to the growth taking place in Edinburgh and throughout the Rio Grande Valley, noting that students are entering the workforce during a period of expanding opportunity. "What we're doing here with the city of Edinburgh, it is growing," Gomez said. "We're excited about what the opportunities are ahead of us." Gomez urged participants to take initiative and maximize the experience by asking questions and seeking knowledge from banking professionals. "Take initiative, be able to learn as much as you can, and really see the experience of what it is to be part of banking," he said. The Bank on Int program was created through a partnership among the City of Edinburgh, EEDC, UTRGV, and regional banking institutions to provide undergraduate students with paid experience in the financial sector. Organizers have described the initiative as a workforce development tool that connects students with local career opportunities and helps employers develop future talent. Gomez concluded by congratulating the interns selected for the second cohort and wishing them success during the 10-week program. "Congratulations," he said. "We're excited for you, and we can't wait to see what comes in the next 10 weeks."